Kim Waugh's joining us now. Morning to you, Kim.
Good morning, Ed.
How'd you get through Christmas Day with everyone? All good?
Yeah. Now, we had a lovely, lovely day. Had lots to eat. Most probably too much to eat, the usual.
Join us all, Kim. It's good to know that everyone does it, just not me.
No, I think everybody does do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, good morning, Kim. Kim Fuchu, you've got him entered today and also Tuesday on the New Year's Day mini at the Kenzo. Have you worked out which way you may go with Fuchu?
Yeah, I've just scratched him now, Ray.
Oh, okay.
So he'll definitely run now, wait for Tuesday.
Fair enough. I was looking forward to seeing him go around today. That race on Tuesday, though, does look ideal for him too. Promising horse, Kim. His last two wins at provincials, they've been outstanding.
Definitely. He's got such a great turn of foot. And, I thought today that Gay's horse was going to be very hard to beat. And he's drawn a little bit tricky. We drew beautiful on Tuesday. So, just a couple of different reasons. I just thought we'd wait for Tuesday. But, no, he's been really impressive. And he's not a very big horse, but he's just really gutsy and tries hard, and he's got a great turn of foot, so it's a nice mixture.
You know, he's a lovely horse. I guess that Mr. Songman does look to control tempo up front today in that race, so I can see your reasoning. Will you head up to Scone? Because I think Nuclear Burst is ready to win his mate.
Yeah, we're going to Scone. It's going to be very hot, though. Mm. Yeah, warming up really quickly. Nuclear Burst in the 1300, and he's drawn very nice also. So, you know, I think the extra distance today, his work's been really good. His trials were great. He just got run off his feet and he got caught wide the other day and just nothing went to plan. But I think the 1300 today, he's going to be very hard to beat.
He's going to love that long straight at Scone, Kim.
Yeah, he'll love that. And, you know, he'll most probably be midfield there somewhere and he's got plenty of time to warm up.
Mm. Kim, before we got you, Our Century, you've paid up for him in the Tats Cup on New Year's Day. And will this be his last run this prep? Because I know after he won the summer cup, you were thinking, after the Christmas Cup, you were thinking Sydney Cup. So how much deeper into the summer will you go with Our Century?
Yeah, he'll most probably just run on New Year's Day, and we'll see how he pulls up, whether I just stop then and so we can get him ready for those nice races heading towards the Sydney Cup. That's the way I'm sort of thinking at the moment. But he's done a great job this preparation, so just been really happy with him.
Up to the 60.5 on Tuesday, Kim, but he just relaxes so well in his races. He'll be able to cope with that weight?
I think so, and, you know, he'll be just behind the pace there somewhere. He won't be too far away from them. He carries weight pretty well. I think it'll be a lovely race for him, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, we'll look out for Fuchu on Tuesday with Our Central. We'll give Nuclear Burst a cheer at Scone today. Looks a perfect race from Andrew. I think he'll be winning that. Kim, thanks for joining us today, and best luck at Scone, and all the best for the new year too.
Thank you. Pleasure. Bye-bye.